Welcome to Positive Parenting Podcast with Olu. I am Olu. You're listening to the Tuesday Tips. Every Tuesday, I share some quick tips on positive parenting techniques that will help you become a better parent to your kids and also help you to improve your relationship with them. Because as we all know, it's not easy being a parent. Whether it's a toddler or a teenager, my goal is to help any parent that wants to improve their relationship with their kids. Because young children who grow up with a secure and healthy attachment to their parents stands a better chance of developing happy and content relationship with others in their life. So if you know someone who can benefit with this message, please share with them. So today I'm going to be talking about, how do I know my child's love language? Different children crave for different kinds of attentions and affection. And in this talk today, I am going to help you figure out which matters most to your child so she can feel truly adored. My soon-to-be 17-year-old son is this type of kid who you can trust to listen to you when you ask him to do something. Thus, when I receive a phone call from his school about his bad behavior, I immediately recognize that I must have ignored him that week, or probably something was bothering him and I must have missed it. Now that I'm aware that most misbehavior in kids are often a cry for help, my solution would always be to find time to talk to him and reconnect with him. And even though he is nearly 17, he still comes to me to give me hugs, only when we are alone though. He also loves words of affirmation, and I tell him almost every morning that I love him. He loves that. Yeah, parents, our boys need to hear these words too. They need affection from us. They may not say it. I later realized that my son's love language are words of affirmation and hugs, physical touch. All of us, even adults, we all experience love and express it in these same five ways. Through physical touch, one, gifts or words of affirmation or active service and quality time. But for everyone has the one that matters most to them. It's not enough to love your kids. You have to know how to communicate love to your child so that he genuinely feels loved. I realized that the verbal reassurance I'd been giving my son didn't mean so much to him as hugs and cuddles and other hands-on display of affection, even though he may not think so. If you ask him, since he thinks of himself as a grown man. So, the first step in identifying your child's primary love language is to pay attention to how he shows love. Why? We all tend to offer affection in the way we wish to receive it. However, we need to learn how to give love to others in the way that works for them. Yeah. For example, your love language may be gifts, and you may decide to do the same for your kids. However, the love language may be physical touch. So let's take a look at ways your child may speak or ask for his love language. Number one, cuddle me, play with me. Though a hug may say I love you to all kids, for one who adores physical touch, it shouts I love you. Is this your child? If your child are constantly in your space, touching you or playing with your hair or holding your body or your hands, that's a signal that they need to be touched. So hug them, play with them, put them on your lap and just play with them. Number two, presents, gifts, please. Children will feel love when they receive things and just pandering for more stuff. Is this your child? Someone whose primary love language is gift tend to care about how a present is wrapped, and he often remembers who gave him what for months or years after the fact. If your kid have trouble throwing things out, even if he hasn't looked at them in ages. That may be his love language. As a parent, you need to express love to him this way. Since your child sees gift as a symbol of your love, it may be something as simple as ice cream or stickers. But we have to be careful not to overdo it. We need to give gifts that are appropriate to for their age and will be helpful to them rather than just what they want. Number 3, talk to me. For kids who listen intently and speak sweetly, your loving words matter most to them. Is this your child? If your child's face lights up every time you say something nice to them, or they say things to you too, nice things to you too, that is a signal that could be their love language. My son sometimes says something nice to me, such as, "Mom, you look great this morning." So I do the same to him. You can express love this way. You can write little notes and put it in their lunch boxes, or send them a lovely text, or you can give them a postcard that says words like, "You're the best thing in my life." Simply try to say nice things to them, positive things to them often. You will see the difference in their behavior. Trust me, it works. Yeah, so number 4, you do it for me. Acts of service is the strangest love language, but kids who speak it appropriately appreciate thoughtful gesture, like a 10-year-old begging you to tie his shoelaces for him. Is this your child? Your 10-year-old child may ask you to do something strange for them, like fixing his broken toys or changing his bed sheet for him. You can express love this way. You don't have to jump at every request, but as these children are growing, it's important to encourage self-reliance and expect them to do what they can themselves at each stage of their development. The best you can do for your child is walking him through a new process and teaching him step by step how to be more capable. Number 5, the final one, spend time with me. These children feel most valued when you choose to spend time with them. Is this your child? If your child often says things like, "Mom, watch this, play with me," they are begging for quality time. You can express love this way. Offer undivided attention. It doesn't have to be long. Let your child choose the activity. Please note, if your child's love language is quality time and use your method of discipline is putting her in a room and isolating her, that's a bit harsh. That's a harsh punishment to that sort of child. You have to find another way to punish her. So guys, my final thought. I believe that love language is like personality traits that stays with us for life. Remember, your child's preference might seem to change from moment to moment and stage to stage. A toddler who craves hugs may grow into an 8-year-old who doesn't like physical touch. Pay attention to your child's reaction about the types of love she needs in any given moment, and there is no doubt that you will continue to connect and reconnect as she grows. So guys, that's it. Do you know? I'm sure you know what your children's love language is now. Do you know their love languages now that we've talked about it? Or do you know yours? Of course you do. I know mine. I'm not sharing. All right, though. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget to subscribe and share. Bye for now.